There is a new 5-cent coin in circulation. This is the fifth version of the U.S. nickel. Over the years, the front side has morphed from a shield to a figure representing liberty to an Indian head, then in 1938 to the head of Thomas Jefferson. The coin's tail side once featured a bison. The more recent Jefferson nickel had his home Monticello on the back. Well, now the bison, often referred to as a buffalo, is back, which explains why a man dressed in a buffalo costume was wandering around today at Washington, D.C.'s Union Station with U.S. Mint handler Justin Kiefer.
This is Bill the Mint Buffalo. He's one of our animal educators. He's very intelligent. He can answer yes or no through head shakes, but he cannot speak for himself, unfortunately.
Joining us in the studio is Joseph Fitzgerald, who designed the obverse side of the new nickel. That's fancy for
the heads.
The heads. When we flip the coin, we see the head of Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
And you've done something interesting with the head of Thomas Jefferson. It's certainly not full face, and it's not exactly a profile.
Right. And to my knowledge, there are no American coins that look like this, and I don't believe there's even any foreign coins that look like this.
Jefferson is entering from coin left, and
right.
We see him minus his hair.
Right. And I did that quite on purpose because I kind of felt that one of the things I've always thought didn't work about coins is because of the scale. You can't tell very much about the personality of the person. And so if I blew up the size, I thought, well, we can tell a lot more about Mr. Jefferson.
Now, just below Mr. Jefferson's lips, we see the word liberty.
Right.
It's in cursive.
It's actually in Mr. Jefferson's handwriting from the original draft of the Declaration of Independence.
Now, you were Mr. Heads for this design, Mr.
Yes.
Obverse, the
yes.
reverse side, on which we see a bison who looks a little bit scrawnier to me than the old bison we see on the nickel.
Yeah, he's not quite as beefy. It's not as large. The old bison on the old buffalo Indian head nickels took up most of the back of the nickel. At the time that was originally done, the engravers at the Mint really never liked that coin. They didn't think it struck up well and produced well.
You will now be, I should think, one of the most circulated artists in the United States of America.
Yes, they're going to make a billion of these things. It's astonishing to me. I mean, these are going to last for 1,000 years. Everybody in the country, from President Bush to Carrot Top, is going to have one of these in their hands and say, what is this?
The rim of the coin.
Yes.
What's the technical term for that?
It's actually it's the rim.
The rim. Is
yeah. That, yeah. Yeah.
There's not much of it. There isn't much of a border around the coin.
No, there's not a huge border. And in fact, I kind of designed this to go as far as possible toward the edge. Now, there actually has to be a rim so that the coins can stack. But the rim does not necessarily have to be terribly wide.
Oh, the rim is functional.
Mm-hmm. The rim is absolutely functional, which I think a lot of people don't know.
The minimal rim that mm-hmm. you give it makes it look all the more abstract, as if Jefferson is appearing out of no place.
Right. And that was my idea, and the Mint caught on to that and decided to maximize the idea.
Having designed the front of a nickel, I mean, mm-hmm. do you yearn for a larger canvas, a quarter, half dollar?
I
like
would
that?
Love to redesign the quarter. I would love to redesign the half dollar or the dollar. I can honestly say I have never had as much fun doing anything in my life that resembled work.
Well, Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks for having some fun with us today.
Sure. It was a pleasure.
Joseph Fitzgerald, who designed the obverse, the front of the new American bison nickel.
Photos of the new nickel are at our website, npr.org.